On a farm in Westminster, Abe Noe Hayes is setting up a test. With a backhoe and a dozen volunteers, he's burying 20 plastic 55-gallon drums in a long trench. The barrels are measuring devices called lysimeters. They're used to study the movement of water through soil. Noe Hayes wants to know what happens to the pharmaceuticals normally found in urine when the urine is used as a fertilizer.
We're looking at caffeine, ibuprofen, some antibiotics. So the kind of pharmaceuticals that sewer plants usually discharge into the waterways.
Scientists say millions of pounds of chemicals that are flushed away in urine are turning up in aquatic life. Many fear the drug residues are also harming people. Noe Hayes founded the nonprofit Rich Earth Institute in 2012 with Kim Nace, the group's administrative director. Nace says Rich Earth hopes to demonstrate that urine is a resource rich in nitrogen, phosphorus, and other nutrients that could be nourishing crops instead of polluting waterways.
And part of our theory is that when we use urine as fertilizer, that the microbes in the soil will help to break down a lot of those chemicals.
The group has tested urine fertilizer on hay fields. Now it's working on a study with the University of Michigan and the University of Buffalo. The project is funded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We want to find out if we use urine as a fertilizer and we use it on crops that we're going to eat, is it safe? And what happens to those chemicals?
Volunteers fill the plastic barrels in the trench with the soil that's been dug up by the backhoe. When the barrels are filled, they'll plant vegetables and water them with urine fertilizer. The vegetables will be analyzed in a lab along with the water that's leached through the dirt to the bottom of the barrel. Rich Earth gets its urine from a pool of about 170 volunteer donors in the Brattleboro area. Nace says returning the nutrients and human waste to the soil is part of a natural cycle that's been broken in modern times.
And what's kind of fascinating and surprising is we're the first permitted pilot project in the United States doing this. They're doing this in Sweden and Germany. They're doing this in lots of other parts of the world. But in the United States, we're the first ones to do this at a community scale.
Nace says getting the community involved is important. It's what you've got to do, she says, if you want to change the paradigm. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.